Have you ever had that feeling? You know, the feeling of pressure on your chest. Perhaps guilt, dread, maybe even sorrow. The feeling of your mouth being sewn shut. Your opinions seem about as useful as the cracks in the sidewalk. I believe that this piece, called El Supremo, captures that feeling. On first glance, I was taken aback by the simplicity of it. Just a mountain? It seemed too easy. But upon further examination, I noticed the face peeking out of the top of the mountain, cutting off right below the nose. I saw the ropes weaving in and out of the rock structure, stitching the mountain together. And the seemingly dark sky in the background has a hint of light, signaling hope. The creator of this piece, Carlos Colombino, was born October 20th, 1937 in Paraguay. He was only an infant when his country was plagued with a military coup called the February Revolution, which then led to a civil war in 1947. He was only 10 years old when he experienced something that no child should have to, the heartbreak of war. To me, it is obvious how the war has heavily influenced his work. The message of not being able to be heard or to even speak at all is something he felt was very important to get across to whoever observed his work, which can be seen by how the mouth is cut off of the face and instead is made into the stone of the mountain. To create this piece, Colombino uses a unique style of painting called oil on panel. This means that he uses oil paints on a single or joint piece of flat wood which his drawing is carved into. Overall, I feel that this piece makes us think about how what's going on around us affects how we feel and how we view the world. It is very important to be heard and to feel like you're making a difference. El Supremo is an extraordinary painting whose gloom and sense of hope brings us back to a time of war and heartbreak.